This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Several local doctors are weighing in on President Trump's announcement early today that he and the First Lady have tested positive for the coronavirus. The White House says the president has mild symptoms, and the White House says the couple is convalescing at home. WBUR's Deborah Becker has been speaking with some Massachusetts physicians about the president's prognosis and the potential spread of the virus. Deb, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
First, the president's health. We know age and weight are risk factors that can exacerbate COVID-19. What do the doctors say about President Trump's risk?
Well, the doctors I spoke with all prefaced their remarks saying we don't have a lot of specifics at this point, but based on what we do know, they can draw a few conclusions. One is that the president is in a moderate risk category for several reasons. He's 74 years old, a man, and he's overweight. Dr. Fatima Cody Stanford, who's an obesity medicine doctor at MGH, says what's significant is where the president's weight is distributed.
With visual inspection, what we can see is that he tends to carry a significant amount of weight in his midsection. That's what poses the greatest risk to problems associated with COVID-19 and other disease processes.
And Dr. Cody Stanford says the research suggests that it's the inflammation associated with obesity that exacerbates viruses in general.
Now, the president had several public events this week, the debate in Ohio, political rallies. And at these events, President Trump and many of his supporters were not wearing masks. What do the doctors you spoke with say about potential transmission from all this travel and from these public gatherings?
Well, the doctors say it's a big risk, as you can imagine. Dr. Paul Sachs, who's clinical director of infectious disease at Brigham and Women's Hospital, says what's important to remember is that most transmission occurs shortly after someone contracts the virus.
What we know about transmission in general is that most of the transmission occurs in the day or days before the onset of symptoms and then for several days after. That's where people have the highest amount of virus and are most likely to transmit it to others. It would be wise for everybody who's attended these events and was in the room for more than 10 to 15 minutes, or perhaps even less than that, should consider themselves potentially exposed.
But Dr. Sachs also says it's important to remember that not everyone who tests positive transmits the virus. So he says if we've learned anything from COVID, it's that many times it's the wrong person at the wrong place at the wrong time who's most affected. There has been a lot of talk, though, about Tuesday's debate. The White House said everyone was tested before that event. And Dr. Sachs says, though, Tuesday's debate likely presented a risk. It was a large, crowded, indoor event, 90 minutes long, with, of course, a lot of loud talking. And all of that poses potential risks.
President Trump's opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, said today that he's tested negative for the coronavirus. What are these doctors you spoke with saying about Biden's risk of exposure?
Well, Dr. Michael Minna at the Harvard Chan School of Public Health says even though Biden said he tested negative today, he's probably not in the clear yet and won't be for about another week.
To really be out of the woods, we want to continue seeing technically speaking, by the CDC's definition, you want to continue for 14 days to see negative. Realistically, the vast majority of positives, if somebody's going to turn positive, will turn positive within, say, 5 or 6 or 7 days.
And Minna was very pointed in his remarks today, saying that people, especially political leaders, should not be holding large events and certainly should be wearing masks.
As for President Trump, Deb, what do the medical professionals say about treatment at this stage?
Well, we should say in a statement released just a short time ago that the White House said that the president has taken an 8-gram dose of an antibody cocktail to deal with his positive test result. The statement from the White House says the president is also taking zinc, vitamin D, an ulcer medication, melatonin, and a daily aspirin. The doctors I spoke with today said the next few days are going to be critical. Dr. Richard Ellison, who's an infectious disease doctor at UMass Memorial Medical Center in Worcester, says it will depend on how the virus progresses in these next few hours, really.
We will know more over the course of the next 4 to 5 days. This is an illness, and from the time someone tests positive until they're really out of the woods and say there's no risk of them getting really sick is really 7 to 10 days.
So he says at this point, it's wait and see, and the president and first lady should isolate for at least 10 days.
WBUR's Deborah Becker. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.